racism, the skinhead, the Nazi kind of movement. It was used for those purposes. It just got to be a bad sign or a bad signal. And so I was all for changing the flag. My wife was, my friends were, business partner, best friend Morgan Freeman was. He and I actually did some campaigning for it, contributed to the effort. Unfortunately, the vote just failed miserably to get it done. And I just think there were people on the don't change it side who were just more zealous about making sure it didn't get changed than there were on the get up, go vote, let's make something happen side. I bet if people had been approached and polled that the vote, had they voted the way they expressed their opinion, it would have resulted in a change, to my belief. But the people who actually got up, made the effort, and went out and voted didn't show up near enough numbers. I haven't studied this lately, but I do recall looking at some of the counties and how they voted. And I recall a couple of counties in the southern part of the Delta that were like 80 to 90% black populated, lost the vote in those counties to the 10 or 20% white population that typically, if you divided it racially, would have voted not to change. Not all whites did, maybe not all blacks voted the way you would expect, but it's just surprised me that in counties with predominantly black populations, didn't get out of vote. It was apathy is what it was. Morgan and I were really upset, in tears, but we were very much upset over the fact that the vote that prevailed. The way it was Morgan would be very personal from the heart. His family in Canada. He wanted to know what my opinion was about publishing his thoughts in the newspaper, but it was sort of, in my view, it was sort of like crying over spilled milk. You know, it's just too late. And his letter never was published, but I knew his feelings were very strong about it. And that's what we needed to move on. And that was just something that a segment of our population continued to hold on to. I would hope that if it came up again, that seems like we did a couple of good steps forward, and then we have a setback, and that's just the way it has been. You know, you think you're there, you think you've reached a good point in race relations, and then you hear about an incident. I just heard one the other day that upset me that the place where Emmett Till's body was thrown into the Tallahatchie River had a marker placed there, and it's already been either vandalized or defaced. I hate that, but you know, that may be that 1 or 2% out here that causing that trouble, and 80% of us were offended by what happened. I hope that's the case. I feel like it is.
Well, Mr. Lippert, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Is there anything you'd like to add that you didn't mention?
I'm just glad y'all are down here making a study, and I want to see the results, especially between